views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW AM 1150 here in the Seattle area. You may be listening on WBLQ AM 1230 radio in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're listening from today, you are going to want to stay tuned because we are going to be talking about the state of the world from an astrological perspective. And I'm sure our guest today, who is known for this sort of thing, will help us figure out how to navigate these tumultuous times. But before we get into that and say who that is, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio who allows you to hear these wonderful conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hi, Benny.
Hi there. I feel like I'm getting ready to take a trip down memory lane or a blast from the past. I'm like, literally, I cannot wait. I've been waiting all week for this.
Okay, well, you tell us why.
Well, our guest today is a former host on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, Madeline Gerwick, and she had an amazing show, and it was my honor to produce her show for, I guess, maybe quite a few years, 3, 4, 5 years. It's been a minute and a half, but I've missed her so much. She's already heard in the last 2 minutes at the break there on, like, my life already caught up with twin boys, and she couldn't believe it already. I don't want to disappoint anybody, and I don't want to, like, you know, slow things down, but it's so cool to have her back.
Yeah, and
I literally am excited.
And what's special about this, I mean, first of all, I've been following Madeline for a while. Mm-hmm. I get her book called The Good Timing Guide, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But also, I happened to get her time slot when she stepped away.
Right.
So this is like the magic hour right now, because we've got, it's kind of like we've got reality sort of folding over onto itself. Mm-hmm.
We had two great hosts in that slot already. Aww. Her and now you.
Yeah, and I'm so excited to have her here today. And again, we are talking about Madeline Gerwick. And she is an internationally recognized astrologer. And she doesn't just look at personal astrology, although she does do that. She also looks at business and economic astrology. She's a speaker. She's an author. She publishes The Good Timing Guide, Time Codes for Success, every year. I order it every year for my own business. She's also a contributing author to the business anthology Einstein's Business, Engaging Soul, Imagination, and Excellence in the Workplace. She co-authored The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology, that's available from Penguin Group. She's got a Bachelor of Arts degree with honors in economics, which makes her, you know, very well suited to look at the economic forecast astrologically. And she's listed in several Who's Who's books, including Who's Who in the World. Her company, Polaris Business Guides, is a metaphysical consulting and training firm which guides organizations as well as individuals to prosper by working in harmony with the universe. I'd like to welcome our guest today and former host at this hour, Madeline Gerwick. Hi, Madeline.
Oh, hi. It's great to be here.
We brought the studio audience for you, too. We brought them all
it.
In. All right. Yeah. All right. Keep it down.
Cool,
Madeline's back. Calm down.
Yeah.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me. It was our audience. What are you talking about?
I love it.
You know,
well, thank you both. That was very wonderful. Welcome. I appreciate it.
And we're so grateful you're here today, Madeline. And, you know, before we get into what's going on in the world and your astrological perspective about that, let's first talk a little bit about how you can look at, astrologically speaking, at the global. Because I think people are typically thinking of astrology as applied to a personal situation, like their personal chart. They might think sun sign. They might think rising sign. They might actually have had a reading where you see which planets are in which house, and maybe you're looking at transits to see what's coming up.
Right.
How do you, from an astrological perspective, look at, say, a nation or globally to see, you know, what's going on in the world?
Well, for a nation, you're going to look at the nation's chart. So our chart for the U.S., I use July 4th, 1776.
Uh-huh.
No big surprise.
Makes sense, yeah.
I use 9:36 a.m. That's the most researched time.
Uh-huh.
And I use Philadelphia because that's where they signed the Declaration of Independence.
Right.
So, but every country or organization, for that matter, has a chart of its own. And there are also specific cycles that are related to the economy and to just social, you know, bigger picture kinds of things in general. So Jupiter and Saturn, their cycles tell us a lot about what's happening in the economy. The nodal cycle for the moon tells us when we're going to have a high and a low and everything in between for the economy. And there are other major cycles that we've been having, which are related to economic and social revolution. Mm-hmm. And we're having that particular cycle for 40 years. So that's kind of the big backdrop to everything, is economic and social revolution for 40 years.
Wow.
And then
Oh, dear. It may be time to exit the planet if that's good enough for 40 whole years.
Well, we're not quite halfway through it. It started in May of 2000.
Okay. So it's not something that just started.
No, it didn't just start. None of this has just started. But you are seeing certain peaks of things occur at this time. We have a 16-year cycle. And by the way, that 40 years of economic and social revolution, the last time we had that particular set of cycles, it's normally a 20-year cycle.
Uh-huh.
We're just having two of them back-to-back. But the last time we had it for 20 years was in 1861 when we had the Civil War, the American Civil War.
Wow.
And of course, we lost 600,000-plus men to that war, which was a sizable percentage of the labor force.
Mm-hmm.
And it took them a 20-year period to grow a new labor force.
Yeah.
And, of course, there were many people that were wounded as well and disabled.
Right, right.
In addition.
And families were broken up, and society changed so dramatically. It was
dramatically.
A lot of changes.
And prior to that, the last time we had two of these back-to-back was 1047 to 1087. So, you know, these are obviously big cycles. It means that there are big changes afoot.
Mm-hmm.
When you see something that happens rarely, you know that something big is up.
Yeah.
So that's the first one. And then the second one is Pluto in Capricorn is going to last for 16 years. It started in 2008. That year should ring a bell since that's when the financial crisis started.
Right.
And it'll last till 2024. So 16 years of that, that's a cycle that's associated with the consolidation of economic and political power. Well, we've certainly seen consolidation of economic and political power.
Absolutely.
So that's a big deal. And we haven't had that cycle, you know, from the time it ended until it started again for 248 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time we had it was, actually during the American Revolution.
Wow.
So, you see, another big cycle.
Yes, yes.
And then we have another cycle going on, which is actually associated with revolution. So you notice this word keeps coming up.
It does.
And that's going on for about 8 years. It started in 2011. It'll finish in early 2019.
Uh-huh. Okay, so let's rewind here just a little bit. I know that you're talking about some long-term cycles.
Right.
Around the time of the United States presidential election, was there something in particular going on that could somewhat predict that we would have a surprise president and that we would have the kind of change that we've gotten?
Yes. Well, actually, last year in February, I predicted Trump or Bernie would win because all of the cycles for the United States showed that the public was not just angry, but enraged.
Mm-hmm.
And so there really was, in my opinion, no possibility that you could elect an establishment politician.
Right, right.
You know, if you're going to have a revolution, you know, it's kind of like that old saying about you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs. Well, you can't have a revolution by electing an establishment politician. So, so that only left us with two choices, Bernie and Trump. And, of course, if Bernie wasn't going to get the nomination, that only left Trump.
Yeah.
So I never thought that Hillary could seriously win it unless she won it with fraud. There was really no chance that she would win it legitimately.
Right. And I sometimes wonder if she actually won the nomination legitimately. I mean, certainly there was,
I do too.
Certainly there were things associated with the coercion of the media and that sort of thing that led people, you know, towards her. But I also kind of wonder.
I wonder if she got my emails. I don't think she did.
Hillary?
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be anybody else, right? Sorry. I was trying to throw that in there.
That's pretty good. Oh, golly.
Yeah.
So it was not a surprise to me, but I think it was to the media because they had worked so hard to make it sure that Hillary would win.
Yes.
But yeah, it was not a surprise to me. And actually, I have thought a lot about whether or not Bernie would have been a better president. I don't know if he would have been able to resist the cabal as well as Trump, because Bernie got beaten up by the cabal not long after he lost the nomination.
So, you know, we're going to be going to a break, but when we return, I'm going to want you to define for our listeners what you mean by the cabal and tell us a little bit more about what happened with Bernie, and also give us some guidance about, you know, given that we're in this stage of revolution of sorts, perhaps, how we best can navigate this. More with Madeline Gerwick here in just a few moments.
Lately, I've been losing sleep. Dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraluce.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, 35 stations in Australia, WBLQ, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with astrologer Madeline Gerwick. She's the author of The Good Timing Guide, something I get every year. And Madeline, you were talking before the break about how, you know, astrologically it had to be somebody representing change, and it was going to be Bernie or Trump. Bernie obviously didn't get the nomination. So you had predicted it would be Trump winning the election, and you started talking about the cabal. Now, can you define for us what you mean by that and talk a little bit about how they affected Bernie?
Yes. Okay. Now, first of all, we should define the cabal in two different ways. First of all, there's a what we would call a bloodline Illuminati, and that group actually came from the Anunnaki bloodline. The ETs that came here many, many thousands of years ago and helped create humans to be a labor force to get the gold out of the earth so they could keep their atmosphere going. And,
oh, my goodness.
Those people are still here in various places that we don't see them. But they mated with humans, and those are the bloodline Illuminati or bloodline cabal, and they are the ones who have actually run the world really since for probably hundreds of years, but particularly since they killed JFK back in 63. There's another Illuminati group. It's known as the Gnostic Illuminati, and those people were from way back, they were like selected to learn the mysteries of the universe and so forth, and they were selected based on talent and skills and so forth. Now, Trump is rumored to be a member of the Gnostic Illuminati, and they have been adversaries of the bloodline Illuminati for many thousands of years. So you don't have a situation. See, the bloodline group that has been in power for the last really 60 plus years, they are no longer protected now that Trump is in power. And they've had complete protection over the last, I don't know, 60 years or something like that, since Kennedy was killed, 50 or 60 years. So every time a president came in, of course, all they had to do was say, here's this video, watch how we killed President Kennedy. And, of course, Secret Service stood down so that Kennedy could be killed. And then they say, if you don't, you know, do what we want you to do, this is what's going to happen to you or your family. And then, you know, essentially everybody just sort of toes the line because they feel basically powerless to do anything about it.
So, now, Madeline, let's back up a little bit because I know that there are probably some people who are rather incredulous about some of these things. And, you know, is there any evidence, for instance, that there was like Kennedy was actually assassinated by the cabal?
Oh, absolutely. And actually, you can probably find multiple videos on YouTube about it. Yeah, there's absolutely evidence of that. And there's a lot of evidence that these guys have controlled really every aspect of our lives for years and years. You know, the Federal Reserve, for example, is cabal. And when you're talking cabal, bloodline cabal, you're talking, you know, Bilderbergers and Rockefellers and all the super wealthy families that you know for years. And all your kings and queens were from that bloodline cabal and so forth. So you have, and there are people that have been brought into the world that are, you know, the cabal are basically trained from the time they're like 2 years old, you see, to be in these positions and to basically take orders from their higher ups. Huh. So, you know, it's and they're trained in a very harsh and rough way. Things that you and I would just be horrified to go through.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's not like they're necessarily evil in the sense that you and I think of evil, where they're consciously wanting to be evil.
Right.
They're basically doing the bidding of the other group, you see. So, and they've been kind of brainwashed, if you want to use that term, to take their orders from them and so forth. So it is a tragic situation. But what you have going on here with Trump is he's the first president that we've had that could resist this group, because he's not only protected astrologically, he is, well, I would probably say by the universe, he's also protected by that 200-plus military generals that he keeps referring to.
Uh-huh.
And he's also protected by his own security force. So this is the first time we've had a president who had the power and wealth to have his own security force that he's had in place for years and years and years.
That's interesting. So the Secret Service, if what you're saying is true, that you know, they could take orders to say duck down to have a president being taken out, then if he's got his own security force, then that makes that much less likely.
Right. And they're, of course, watching the Secret Service, too, right?
Right, right.
So, yeah, much less likely. They won't ever be able to take him out because, like I say, he's astrologically protected. And he's protected both in his birth chart with his sun trine Jupiter. And on the day of his inauguration, Jupiter was exactly trine his sun, showing that he would be protected throughout his 4-year term.
Interesting.
So, no, they'll never be able to get him like they did JFK.
Right.
In fact, on the night of his victory speech, he mentioned 2 or 3 times that 200, you know, he had the support of over 200 military generals.
Uh-huh.
And it took me a while. I was listening to that, of course, it's late at night, and I'm thinking, why is he saying that multiple times yet? Yeah, he's telling people who are his enemies that they're not going to take him out the way they did JFK.
Uh-huh.
So, and he's correct about that.
So you said that that the cabal had gotten to Bernie prior to, you know, the election.
Yeah, there was a period there where he didn't support Hillary for the nomination.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back and look, you'll find pictures where they beat him up. He's got some shiners.
He does. Right? He does. Yeah.
Yeah. And you see, that's exactly how it works out with everybody else. You see, they have good intentions, but they don't have the security force,
mm-hmm.
you see, that Trump has.
So,
you know, I think we got the best option. And, you know, Bernie was a great warrior, but, you know, he just didn't have enough power to be able to fight them.
Hmm.
And, of course, somebody with 500 companies knows all about power.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So, you know, so Trump actually, I think, is one of the few people in the world that could do that job.
Okay. So, you know, if there is this behind the scenes control typically of presidents, and now we finally got somebody who isn't under their thumb.
Right.
Then what does it mean about his agenda? I mean, many of us know that we desperately need change in one way or another. And this is the kinds of changes that he's proposing or implementing are contrary to what so many people want.
Well, when I look at Trump's chart, he has very what I call traditional values. He's got Venus conjunct Saturn in Cancer, the sign of the home. So this is somebody who really does value, you know, home, mom, apple pie, American flag. I mean, it's like right down the line. This is like a core value for him, you see. So, we have to realize that he wants to protect the country, and he doesn't see it being protected. So that's part of the immigration issue, especially illegal immigration. I think a lot of what I see going on with his cabinet, although they're pretty much maligned by the media, is that he's selected people who are revolutionaries. So his Treasury Secretary, for example, he really dislikes the Fed. And, you know, so even though he came from Goldman Sachs, which is quite incredible, actually, he really wants to get the U.S., I think, out of that that Federal Reserve note that we have, which we're all bleeding to death from.
And we're going to talk more about economically what's been going on and your astrological predictions about where things are going. More with Madeline Gerwick here in just a few moments.
Be unstoppable. Who do executive women count on for up-to-date information on everything from stilettos to being heard in the boardroom? To achieve excellence, you must first take control of your life and develop a successful strategy with the Unstoppable Diva. Tune in to Up or Out with Connie Fife, Mondays 5 p.m. Eastern, as she cuts through the BS to guide you to become bold, connected, and unstoppable. For more information, visit uporout.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
You're a sky, 'cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart. 'Cause you're a sky.
Welcome back to the Christine Epchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today to Madeline Gerwick, who is the author of The Good Timing Guide, Time Codes for Success. And, you know, Madeline, earlier we were talking about the cabal and you were talking about bloodline versus the Gnostic Illuminati. I'm curious. It's like these are things that I've heard about and I know that they've been theorized. Is there any documented information about this concept of the Anunnaki?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Now, Zechariah Sitchin, who is no longer with us anymore, but he wrote, I would say, the definitive book on this back in the late 70s called The 12th Planet. And it was all about this planet that came through every 3,600 years. And they needed more gold for their atmosphere to prevent it from disappearing. And so they were coming to Earth to get gold. Now, he got this information because he was able to translate Sumerian stone tablets and Egyptian hieroglyphs. In fact, the Egyptians actually had a whole bunch of pictures on their walls of this planet as part of our solar system. They actually detailed the solar system on their walls.
Wow.
And he had some other ancient languages that he was able to translate. And so he has a whole book full of all this research that is quite impressive. And I have to say, he didn't leave anything to chance. No stone unturned. It's all there in the book. It's quite amazing, actually, all the information he found, all the evidence that he found. So that I read that book in maybe the mid-90s, early to mid-90s.
Uh-huh.
And so this was over 20-some years ago. Now, there's quite a bit more information. If you Google Anunnakis, there's all kinds of other stuff out there. And I can't really vouch for the validity of all the other stuff, but Zechariah Sitchin's book, The 12th Planet, is an incredible amount of research and well written to give you a lot of detail as to why they existed and so forth. He believed that they were actually talked about in the Bible. He identified them as the Nephilim in the Bible, who were giants.
Oh, interesting.
And, yeah, Anunnakis were quite a bit taller than us. And of course, when they mated with humans, you see these very tall people still.
Right.
You know, and so usually when I see really tall people, I'm like, wonder if.
Yeah. And haven't they found some really, really tall skeletons where the head is shaped differently than a human's?
Yes. Yes, they have the elongated skull and so forth. Yes, actually, there were over 3,000 giant skeletons found on Catalina Island off the coast of California.
Oh, wow.
But there are thousands of these finds around the world of giant skeletons all over the world. You know, they're... You know, I think David Wilcock has probably the most comprehensive list that I've ever seen, anyways.
Right.
But, yeah, there's a lot of evidence of these giants all over the world.
Okay. So if there is this power that has been controlling the world, and now we have a bit of a renegade who is protected yeah. astrologically as the president of the United States, what does this mean for our future?
Okay, so I think what we can expect, or hopefully what we can expect, is first of all, to get the dollar back. That's a pretty big deal. Not many people are actually aware of this, but the dollar has been pretty well destroyed over the last 103 years since we got the Federal Reserve. And if he gets gold to back the dollar, I am highly doubtful that he will back the Federal Reserve note with gold, because you're still paying the Federal Reserve interest on every dollar.
Uh-huh.
So that doesn't make much sense from an economic point of view for the safety and security of the country. What would make more sense is if he backed a U.S. Treasury dollar with gold. And that actually would be a tremendously big and important step to do. Now, for years it's been rumored that there are already U.S. Treasury notes already made and waiting in the wings.
Oh, interesting.
Who knows if this is true? You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right, right.
But if it is true, then it would not be that hard to do once he gets the gold. And there actually is evidence that he's working on getting the gold.
Mm-hmm.
And has the support to get it. Then there, and let me just explain that particular situation right there is what has kept the rest of the world from having what's called the global currency reset. They've been trying to do this for a few years because they know that all of the currencies will crash if they don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
The global currency reset is set up so that each country's currency will be backed by the assets of that country. And if they have, you know, dynamic formulas so that, you know, when things change in that country, it's reflected in their currency and so forth, in the value of their currency. So it's not like it's a one-time peg or something like that to the U.S. dollar or something like that. It's a dynamic situation, but they've not been able to do this because the U.S. dollar is not backed by anything except the full faith and credit of the United States. Well,
right, right.
The United States debt is $20
trillion. Oh, gosh, yes.
And so really what the dollar is backed by is a debt of $20 trillion. And if they had the global currency reset, the U.S. dollar would then become valued or devalued, I should say, by at least 30%, maybe more. But at least 30%, that would mean when you went to the grocery store, you could buy 70% of what you used to buy for the same amount.
Right.
And they're not going to take your money away or anything like that. It just won't buy as much.
Right, right.
But if you suddenly lose 30% of your value, it's going to be a problem. So.
Yeah.
They haven't done it because, of course, the cabal doesn't want it done.
Mm-hmm. So what are the consequences if we don't do that, if the currency is not backed by something of intrinsic value?
Every currency in the entire world that was not backed by metal, gold, silver, something of that nature, has always crashed. There's never any question about that. They know that's going to happen. And they've been trying to prevent it for, really, the last two or three years, but they haven't been able to get the U.S. to make the changes so that they can go forward with the global currency reset. Now, an interesting side note to this is that Kreon, who's channeled by
Lee Carroll.
Lee Carroll.
He's been on the show,
Yeah, and he's the Earth's magnetic master, right?
Yeah.
He said he, she, it, they, I don't know what Kreon is, but but Kreon said that when we elected Trump, that we avoided a major financial crash, which was in place to occur if the alternative had happened.
Uh-huh.
So they already have, you see, all the pieces in place to create the financial crash. And I'm sure that what probably was the cabal's, the bloodline cabal's agenda was to, you know, have a financial crash. They get everybody out in the street. They arrest them. They put them in the FEMA camps and declare martial law, of course. And, you know, so none of this is happening. Mm-hmm. That whole timeline is gone.
Right. And you know that has been predicted by many, including Danyon Brinkley, who, you know, had that very long near-death experience back
right.
in the 1970s. And he predicted, like, he basically was shown, you know, these images with some words and, you know, future events. And, like, most of them have come true. And that one there was, like, taking guns away, putting people in camps. That was one
right.
he didn't come out about, and I think, until, like, about a decade ago. And you know, he was warning people about this, you know, prior to the election, which I found interesting because so many of his predictions have come true, spot on.
Right. Well, I do think that was a seriously strong potential, except, of course, that we do have these revolutionary energies in place
right.
that are pushing us in that direction, away from allowing the establishment, so to speak, to continue taking over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump, I think, actually, if you look at Trump's chart, he's definitely what I would call a warrior king. His ascendant is at 29 degrees Leo, which was where the king fixed star Regulus was when he was born.
Uh-huh.
And he's got Mars right there on his ascendant. So he is quite the warrior.
Right.
And, you know... One of the things that really disturbed me at first about Trump was that he's so warlike. I mean, he's just so aggressive at times.
Yes.
And I thought, God, you know, couldn't this guy be a little more diplomatic?
Mm-hmm.
But I have finally realized that's not what we need. You know, if we had another diplomat, you see, a diplomat wouldn't be able to resist the cabal.
Because
look at what's going on with Trump. I mean, he's attacked every which way,
mm-hmm.
every single day.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you had a diplomat, that guy would give up right away.
Right.
So I've finally given up that whole concept, and I've decided, okay, this must be what we need. This is what we got. And Trump is the only one who has stepped up to the plate to give us this possibility.
You know, when we return, Madeline, I'm going to want you to talk a little bit about sort of as individuals, how we should navigate economically and how we might be able to shift some of the social revolution in a different direction. More with Madeline Gerwick here in just a few moments.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective
on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit orbitlawpllc.com for upcoming topics.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com. Welcome back to the Christine Epchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, Madeline, this hour is flying by. I've got so many more questions, but before we continue our conversation, I really want you to share your website with our listeners.
Okay, that is Polaris, P-O-L-A-R-I-S, business, spelled regular, guides, G-U-I-D-E-S.com.
Yeah.
PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
And if you Google Polaris and business, you'll get right to Madeline's website.
Right.
Yeah. I've done it before.
Yeah, that's right. It pops up pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, there's a lot of upheaval, potential upheaval right now, and you're talking about how it might, you know, affect things economically. So we as individual consumers who have investments or, you know, trying to figure out where to put money to invest it, what should we know about the upcoming cycles?
Okay. Well, right now through about August, we're having this particular cycle that's associated with major power plays. That's the Jupiter square Pluto cycle. And it's also associated with major problems with bonds, particularly municipal, state, and possibly our federal bonds.
Uh-huh.
Now, Trump is, so, you know, you could have, in fact, I think I heard a report not too long ago, like this week maybe, that there were quite a few municipal, you know, cities and states that are stretched to the limit, and they really don't know if they're going to be able to make their bond payments.
Uh-huh.
So that's exactly what that cycle is about. So there are, you know, the last time we had a cycle like this or similar to it, Detroit went bankrupt, Stockton, California went bankrupt.
I remember that.
Yeah. So we don't know necessarily who will go bankrupt. We just know it's a danger. And, of course, the other biggest danger with bonds at this point is that interest rates are likely to go up very soon, probably next month maybe. And because of that, while you're holding bonds, as interest rates continue to go up, which it will go up through 2018 at least, maybe through 2019, the interest that you're getting on your bonds is not as much as you could have gotten if you had, say, a higher interest rate from the new or soon-to-be new higher interest rate.
Right, and right now the interest rates are so low that the bonds
right.
actually look good.
Yeah, so finally getting higher interest rates will be good for investors, finally. You know, if you want to get out of your bond, if your bond is a longer-term bond, you have to sell it at a discount and take your loss that way in order to get into the higher-paying bonds. So it's not a great time to be holding bonds. And, of course, one of the possibilities, actually I would say probabilities, because Trump is a businessman. He's going to look at the U.S. debt and figure out in probably no more than 10 minutes that he needs to negotiate it down, and he'll probably announce that he's going to, knock it in half.
Uh-huh.
You know, he'll give you 50 cents on the dollar for your U.S. Treasury bond.
Oh, dear.
So, but you see, if you look at it mathematically, it's impossible to pay off that debt.
I know. It's terrifying.
Yes. What is the point? I mean, we should just get it over with. So I think he will negotiate it down to wherever he thinks it might be payable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that magic number will be, but, you know, he's not afraid. That is one thing I will say about him. He understands money,
mm-hmm.
and he understands budgets. And, you know, something that we haven't had in years and years and years and years.
Right.
So I expect he will, at some point, and I don't know which point that will be, but certainly with this particular aspect, it's probable that it will happen this year before maybe August or September. But he might just look at the debt and say, you know, this isn't payable. Let's stop kidding ourselves. And we're going to pay you 50 cents on the dollar, and that's that.
Uh-huh.
Or 40 cents. I have no idea what the number will be. But,
right,
you know, it's not going to be continue the charade.
So let's just clarify who he's going to be paying 40 to 50% to.
Whoever owns the U.S. Treasury bond.
Okay, so we're talking about individual investors, some people who've got this in their retirement accounts that they're depending on the income from, you know, either short-term or long-term.
Right, or a lot of countries own a fairly large percentage of the U.S. Treasury bond.
Right, right.
So, and there's a lot of institutions that own a fairly large percentage. You're talking universities, hospitals, colleges, you know, cities, states, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's big.
It'll have a big ripple effect then.
It'll have a big ripple effect, yeah.
Okay.
But on the other hand, we are starting our economic high at, May 9th for the next year and a half through November 5th of 2018. So if he does change the currency and if he does get rid of the debt or lower it, I should say, that would certainly take a giant weight off of the economy.
Uh-huh. Right.
And it would actually help us tremendously to get the economy moving.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. But, you know, we can't count out the possibility that Trump is going to do something with our debt.
Mm-hmm. You know, this hour is flying by. Quickly, can you just tell me in 30 seconds or less, do you think that in this upheaval, this battle with the cabal, as you call it, do you think that we may win? Do you think that there's going to be an upset of power?
Yes. You know, you really have to have that or else things will get considerably worse. And I think that's one of the reasons why Trump is so well protected, because if he's not successful, we can look forward to probably what Daniel Brinkley saw, which was, you know, the FEMA camps and all of that, so martial law, et cetera. So, yeah, I think it's very important for Trump to be successful. And I know a lot of people are not really thrilled with all of his policies.
Yes.
The best thing I can say to you about that is it would be better if Trump was at least successful in getting the cabal out. And many of them will leave because once the pedophilia ring gets exposed, they're going to just want to get out of the U.S. so they don't get arrested.
Huh.
And so I think this is the first time they're not protected by the President of the United States.
Uh-huh.
The Attorney General will go after them probably. And we'll have a whole draining of the swamp, as he says.
Fascinating. We've never discussed this stuff before, and I'm so grateful you joined us here, Madeline. Madeline Gerwick, PolarisBusinessGuides.com. Thanks, Madeline.
You're welcome.
Talk to you all soon.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.stellarreflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.transformationtalkradio.com.